Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More with Francisco Fregonio Peña. Active citizens build resilient cities.
Earth is the home of all living things. Our blue planet contains the perfect conditions that can support life. Ice-covered mountains, tropical jungles, vast deserts, twisted canyons, and deep oceans are home of million species of plants and animals. On one hand, we are learning new things about our planet and natural system every day, but on the other hand, how human activities are changing the planet through burning fossil fuels, draining rivers, overfishing, or plastic pollution. National Geographic and Greenpeace are global nonprofit organizations that help us to get closer to stories that matter, be aware of situations that need to be addressed immediately, and real environmental damage caused by top corporations. Is there a way to back these organizations on research, exploration, and education programs on protecting wildlife, oceans, and cultural heritage? Welcome to Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More weekly podcast. My name is Rossella Biagi, and I will be your host for today. In today's show, we will talk about Nat Geo and Greenpeace. Happy belated Earth Day to all of you.
Good afternoon, Rossella, Radiofonica, ladies and gentlemen. On April 22nd, we celebrated the 48th anniversary of the Earth Day. This year was dedicated to tackling plastic pollution.
Is it possible?
I got an idea!
I think we need to start by changing our own behavior. Stop buying plastic cups or plates, bring in your own bag and containers to the store, or recycle as much as we can. Everybody can do it. Then, we need our leaders and decision makers to promote eco-friendly programs and laws to make radical changes. The plastic industry is a live monster that will not stop producing plastic unless countries declare war on them or the world as a whole stops utilizing plastic.
I have faith in people, but it seems to me that countries will have to team together to rethink the entire plastic industry.
For sure. By the way, have you ever seen a National Geographic documentary?
Yes, I have.
Which one?
I have watched some, for example, The Story of Earth or Perpetual Planet.
What makes National Geographic so appealing to individuals is the mission statement in any documentary, show, book, travel expedition, or just pictures. They believe in the power of science, exploration, and storytelling to change the world. Nat Geo brings the best scientists, photographers, journalists, and filmmakers together to make magic. This is called interdisciplinary collaboration amongst different disciplines to create great products. In this case, their goal is to explore and protect the planet, to inspire, to make people care, to fall in love with our planet, and to take action.
Right, just like we are doing now.
Exactly.
How does National Geographic contribute to education?
According to the website, there are programs on GIS and digital mapping, citizen science, and professional development. Most of the education activities are targeted to students from elementary to high school. The teaching resources are extensive, including ideas, activities, lessons, guides, and even games. For example, there is one initiative called Teaching with Google Earth, in which teachers use Google Earth and National Geographic content in their class to analyze how places have changed over time or to help students deepen their knowledge about human environment impacts and global awareness.
That's amazing.
I'm impressed by the focus on geo-literacy and geo-education material available in the website. From raw data on energy, socioeconomics, and climate change to powerful maps. The use of geospatial technologies to reflect real-world applications on learning is the future.
Since you work often in map productions, what are the main difficulties of making maps?
First of all, to find the data. Once you have the data, the next challenge is data visualization. Should I use a choropleth map or cartograms? Is it better to use proportional symbols or heat maps? There are some guidelines available on the web that explain how to better represent the data in the map, the color and style, but there is no definite answer. The one true fact about making a meaningful map is that it takes time and practice.
Does Nat Geo empower explorers and scientists?
Absolutely. Without them, many questions will be unanswered. Scientists and environmentalists are the ones that risk their life to interact with nature, to obtain samples, you know, to climb mountains or dive in the ocean, to describe animals' behavior, and sometimes, when lucky, the honor of discovering new species. Nat Geo provides grants to committed people in the field and support programs that focus on understanding human story and the changing planet. Explorers also come to classrooms and conferences to share their findings and experience.
We all have to thank them for their precious and valuable work. Now, it is time to go listen to My Voice 120. We will be back very soon in Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More.
Hi to everyone. My name is Pierpaolo Papini. I'm an Italian professional with the experience in the field of water resources, photography, and sustainable development. And I'm currently working in a publishing house creating photographic books. Let me introduce you a few things about Umbria, the region where I live. Here, locals and tourists respect the environment. One of the main motivations of tourists is the observation and appreciation of nature landscapes, including the Trasimeno Lake, Castelluccio di Norcia, the Sibillini Mountains National Parks, just to mention a few. The mutual respect and understanding of our role with nature is key for sustainable development of Umbria. Considering the lifelong tradition of regional wine, olive oil, farming and agriculture, nature has been my inspiration since my early age, and it's still present today. Photography for me is an intimate way to express myself and to communicate to the others what I see and what I feel. That's the reason why I've participated in the annual National Geographic competition, with the opportunity to share my work and to take inspiration from other people all over the world. I honestly believe that pictures could speak louder than words. For instance, my favorite picture was taken by Corby Richards in Russia, where a polar bear stands sentinel on Rudolph Island during a National Geographic expedition in summer 2013. In that picture, we can easily identify ourselves with the bear, with his sense of solitude and with his search for a heights where to live. In conclusion, I personally believe that this could be a perfect example of how photography can raise our awareness of climate change. So, when it comes to beauty, nothing can beat the beauty of nature. Respect the planet, respect yourself. So if you would like to see my photographic works, click on the additional links below. And remember, active citizens build resilient cities.
We are back in Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More. I'm quite curious to see Pierpaolo's gallery. I wonder if there is a set of skills, abilities or experiences you should have to be part of the Nat Geo Nature competition.
For sure, you must have a good camera, photography courses and experience in concepts like exposure, composition, lighting and contrast. Pierpaolo's work is exceptional because he can capture the emotions of the landscape. And the only way you can do that is when you love what you do. I invite all our friends to have a look at his gallery.
Our next topic is Greenpeace. What are the origins of this organization?
Personally, I don't know the full story, but in few words, Greenpeace is the voice of the earth, the animals and the plants. Unfortunately, the planet cannot defend itself, but there are millions fighting for a better world using non-violent action.
Can you mention some of the successful stories?
Yeah. The organization contributed to the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty by the United Nations in 1996, the approval of the Antarctic Whale Sanctuary in 1992, to force Nestle to stop using products that come from rainforest destruction, the commitment of Volkswagen to meet European Union laws by 2020, and the most recent scandal, Fashion Detox, a campaign against fashion brands to commit against hazardous chemicals.
Is Greenpeace responsible of stopping environmental crimes?
Greenpeace have challenged major corporations to do whatever they want to do with the world. Corporations must comply with laws to operate and make profit, not with common sense or the world needs. Based on this, I will say Greenpeace has been a main actor to wake up governments and decision makers to make better decisions to preserve, protect and restore the ecosystem, climate and biodiversity.
There is an article that relates Greenpeace staff to disorganized, unemployed APs. Do you agree with this statement?
As far as I'm concerned, people that join the organization have experience in the field and are well educated. They join the organization simply because they want to protect our planet. In fact, it is sad that most of their work don't even make the headlines, and this is because the mafia's power, the high political spheres, and top corporations dictate the business agenda, which is clearly opposed to Greenpeace ideals. Fortunately, countries are waking up and changes are happening. Slowly, but they are happening.
In today's show, we have talked about two of the biggest non-profit organizations that aim to make the world a better place to live, National Geographic and Greenpeace.
Next week, we'll talk about the preparations of the ESRI teleconference and our work using your spatial analysis tools for disaster risk reduction and water-resilient urban ecosystems.
Sounds like a great idea, but unfortunately the studio is going to be temporarily closed because of new refurbishment and new equipment that is on its way.
Oh, cool. So are we going to be able to receive live calls?
I think so.
Awesome, looking forward for it. Don't forget to visit our website and social media platforms as WireDoc and Francisco Febronio Peña. And remember, active citizens
build resilient cities.
Goodbye.
Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction, Science, and More with Francisco Febronio Peña. Active citizens build resilient cities.